when good shit happens, that's what bad people use. They use utopias, they use dreams, they use visions of positive things, and they take it and they fucking tarnish it and make it bad. And the problem is people latch onto the good thing and deny that someone bad has taken it and ran with it. And that's the problem with divisiveness and side-taking. You pick your side, and then you say, this is my side. And you got a corrupt fucking person or corrupt people running with your thing. Look at all the best bad guys. They usually start off with something good and then they fucking ruin it. And they take everybody with them down this bad path. And bad is seductive. It's something that comes at you inch by inch, millimeter by millimeter, just little bits. And all of a sudden, one day you wake up and you're not a good person. It comes up with one little lie, one little theft, one little bullshit thing that you did, that you lied and you justified. And pretty soon you do enough of that shit, you're a bad person. That's what a bad person is. People don't just wake up and go, I'm going to be a piece of shit. I know I'm swearing a lot, but I think the thing is that, like, yeah. Storytelling has taught me, and I'll say this before I pass it on. Storytelling has taught me to look at the ugliness in human nature and to see how that went wrong. Because you have to understand the bad guys that you write. You have to understand the people that get lost in your story, right? And the people that do these things that, you know, you go, I would never do that. But you start to find a way in which it makes sense for them. And then good things happen in your story. Things come to life.